Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I heard what sounded like fireworks go off, and then we heard louder sounds that sound like bullets hitting windows.
Bullets fly at a Raleigh shopping center, sending three people to the hospital. We're hearing from a man who witnessed it all.
Plus, new surveillance video shows the moment a shooter blasts through the doors of this school in Tennessee as police reveal more overnight about a possible motive.
And it's a cooler start this morning, and we do have some rain that's going to be on the way overnight tonight. I'll show you that. And how a visit from President Biden to this facility in Durham today could cause some trouble for your lunchtime commute. President coming to the Triangle to visit Wolfspeed there. It is 4:30, a lot to tell you about on this busy Tuesday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we get started a little more clear today than yesterday, certainly. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It's crisp out there, but clear as we look for the day ahead.
As a nice start out there this morning. Temperatures are cooler than yesterday, looking at 55 degrees here in the Triangle area with mainly clear skies. We're going to see some high thin cloud cover out there today, but it stays dry during the daylight hours. We do have some significant rain in our forecast for tonight. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. It's 58 in Fayetteville, 59 in Clinton, 54 in Rocky Mount. Our cool spot is Roxborough at 45 right now. We'll take a look at our 24-hour temperature change, running anywhere from 1 or 2 degrees to as much as 7 to 8 degrees cooler this morning than it was yesterday. So that's enough that you should notice. You know, it was a little breezy yesterday afternoon, and we're going to see the same thing again this afternoon. Winds gusting this afternoon up to around 20, 25 miles per hour. Hour by hour, our temperatures will stay in the 50s all the way until around 10 or 11 this morning, and then we climb into the upper 60s for this afternoon. So about 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday. Hour by hour, rain chances go up tonight. So this is 5, 6, 7 p.m. By 9 to 10, we start to see that chance of rain increasing. We'll see widespread rain across the viewing area, and it begins to taper off tomorrow morning. We'll walk through this also with Futurecast in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We are following breaking news this morning. Three men are in the hospital after a shooting at a shopping center in Northeast Raleigh. So far, no one is in custody after all this. Police didn't leave the parking lot near the Food Lion on North Raleigh Boulevard until 2 this morning. Michael Grace was also there in the WRAL breaking news tracker and joins us now from the police department. Michael, what can you tell us?
Well, Jeff, right now, police still searching for the gunman. I've been in contact with the Raleigh Watch commander all morning, hoping to get any sort of details on who they might be looking for, but they have yet to release those. And right now, I want to get you to this video from that scene last night. This all happened just after 9 p.m. Now, of the three men shot, two seriously injured. The third had minor injuries. And another thing I want to point out is just the damage to all the businesses in that strip, very large crime scene. We actually had a chance to speak with a Food Lion employee who described the moments the shots came inside the store.
I heard what sounded like fireworks go off, and then we heard louder sounds that sounded like bullets hitting windows, and one of the bullets came through our window, and we all scattered to the back of the store.
Scary moment for everybody inside that Food Lion when that all happened. Again, right now, still working with police to get an update on those men who are injured and find out if they know who the shooter is at this time. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're tracking breaking developments overnight in the deadly shooting at that private Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. Just before midnight, police shared they found two shotguns at the shooter's home after executing a search warrant. They also revealed the shooter was killed by officers on the second floor of the school as the suspect fired through a window at police cars. Investigators also released surveillance video of the attack. In it, you can see 28-year-old Audrey Hale enter Covenant Elementary by firing shots through the glass of the side doors. Hale then walks through the halls with several guns as alarms go off. Police say Hale had drawn detailed maps of the school and used to be a student there. They think resentment toward the school could be a possible motive. Hale identified as transgender. That information was part of a manifesto uncovered by police who say the school was not the only target.
We're also learning more about the six people who were killed in that shooting. Three of them were 9 years old: Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kinney, and Hallie Scruggs. Scruggs was the daughter of the pastor at the church where Covenant Elementary School is housed. The head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, died in that attack, as well as Mike Hill, a custodian. Cynthia Peake, a substitute teacher, was also killed. Members of the community attended vigils last night for the victims.
I mean, there's not much you can do as a teenager, and I mean, just someone like just so small in this world. But I mean, I can pray and I can bring flowers and I can extend a hand of comfort.
President Biden has ordered flags be flown at half staff through Monday in honor of the victims.
Here at home, preventing violence in the classroom will be a top priority today. The Wake County School Safety and Security Committee plans to focus in on the issue. WRL's Naya Harden is tracking what today's discussion could include. And Naya, a lot of options here on the table.
That's right. And today, leaders are going to be meeting to discuss some of the safety concerns when it comes to their potential vulnerabilities. Recent guns found on campus and threats made against Wake County schools will likely be discussed. Schools in nearby counties have installed weapons detection systems. Superintendent Kathy Moore met with school board members and county commissioners to go over budget priorities Monday. While security was not discussed during the budget meeting, she says that doesn't mean the district is not discussing it.
School security and safety has been a priority, ongoing priority. As you know, we are working through the recommendations of a security audit that was done by a national consulting firm. There are also, of course, reminders on a daily basis that we need to continue to take a look at that.
Today's safety and security session is going to be at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It is a private session. Naya Harden, WREL News in Wake County.
Could run into some backups on your lunchtime commute today as President Biden makes a visit to the Triangle. His main stop will be at Wolfspeed Plant in Durham. That's where we find WREL's Laura Levine right now this morning. And Laura, what do you know about this trip and this visit?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Well, this is the first stop on President Biden's Investing in America tour. He's going to be stopping here at Wolfspeed in RTP, which makes semiconductors. Now, the company recently announced a $5 billion investment in North Carolina that's going to create about 1,800 jobs. So here's what you should be mindful of if you're traveling throughout the day today. People should prepare for heavy traffic around RDU and parts of Morrisville and Durham. Biden is expected to arrive at the airport around 12:45. He'll tour Wolfspeed at 1:25, and then that'll be followed by remarks at 2:30. During his visit, the president is expected to highlight job growth, stronger infrastructure, and Made in America manufacturing to strengthen the supply chain. We talked with the CEO of Wolfspeed about the visit.
You know, it's really an honor to be the first stop on this tour for the president. And of course, you know, silicon carbide is at the heart of what we do. It's grown here, right here in North Carolina. It's very, very exciting. The business right now is basically exploding with the adoption of electric vehicles and the adoption of silicon carbide in electric vehicles.
And the president is expected to leave RDU around 3:50 this afternoon. WREL will have live full team coverage beginning at noon. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Morrisville.
Ahead of the president's visit, North Carolina Republican leaders plan to speak. NCGOP Chairman Michael Whatley will address his concerns about President Biden's track record with reporters. Members of the Republican National Committee will also be in attendance.
An effort to legalize sports betting in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. The bill is expected to get a full vote on the floor of the state house. A similar measure failed last year by a single vote in the house. Governor Cooper supports the bill and included $85 million from sports betting tax revenue in his budget plan.
We will learn more today about the plans to rename Fort Bragg as Fort Liberty. Leaders with the military post are holding a roundtable discussion at noon, and you can see some Fort Bragg signs have already started to come down. We know the official redesignation date for Fort Liberty is planned for June 2nd. The change was ordered because the original namesake has ties to the Confederacy. Eight other military posts nationwide must also change their names by the end of the year.
Taking a train could soon be easy for commuters who would otherwise drive more than an hour to get to work. Just ahead, the next community state leaders want to connect by rail. Plus,
I don't know how to describe it. It's just shock.
Neighbors are in shock as they pick up the pieces of their lives following a deadly tornado. What experts are now sharing about the strength of that twister?
And we have a cooler day on tap as you look live at Apex, when we could see some rain in your 7-day forecast.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Taking a look at what's happening out there right now. Temperatures are in the mid-50s, 54 in Rocky Mount, 55 in Durham and Raleigh. Just a touch cooler than it was yesterday. Our skies are mostly clear right now, but we will see some high thin cloud cover for today. And overnight tonight, we'll see some rain. That rain starts to roll in right about midnight and will last into the early morning hours tomorrow. So we have the potential to see a little bit of fog down to the south this morning. Temperatures, again, mostly in the mid-50s. We take a look at our forecast as you're heading out the door with the dog. Our temperatures are in the 50s. It's going to be cooler this afternoon than it was yesterday. A bit of cloud cover that lingers around the area. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. We are looking at a cool day again tomorrow. We'll talk about when temperatures begin to rebound above normal coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Schools in Troup County, Georgia remain closed today because of road closures and other damage caused by a powerful tornado. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado that hit there Sunday was an EF3. That means it had sustained winds of 150 miles per hour as it carved a 20-mile path of destruction. People who returned to survey the damage were in shock that they lost everything.
To stand here and just look around you, and to know that 36 hours ago looked totally different. I mean, they just aren't words.
At least 30 homes were destroyed. 5 people were hurt, but they're all expected to survive. Volunteers with the Red Cross, including several from North Carolina, are helping to provide food and shelter to people who lost their homes.
Classes will be back to normal at NC Central University today after a threat shut down parts of campus last night. The threat was posted online and claimed there would be a big shooting on campus. NCCU police say the threat was not credible and they arrested one student linked to the post. Still, others on campus say this brings the threat of school violence close to home.
It make you worry because you in a different environment. Now you in it versus just watching it from the outside.
Police have not released the name or the age of the student who was arrested.
We'll have to wait until at least tomorrow before we find out if former President Trump will be indicted in a hush money case. The grand jury weighing charges against Trump ended their session yesterday without a decision. They did hear testimony from David Pecker, the former CEO of American Media and publisher of National Enquirer. Prosecutors say Pecker played a key role in Trump's efforts to silence women ahead of the 2016 election. This is his second time testifying in the case. Trump has denied any wrongdoing.
An antitrust lawsuit against Amazon is also moving forward. A judge yesterday denied the company's efforts to have the lawsuit tossed out. Amazon is accused of punishing sellers for listing goods at lower prices on other sites. It is also accused of artificially increasing the prices buyers pay. The lawsuit has estimated the damages at up to $172 billion. The first of 3 rounds of layoffs set to begin this week at Disney. In all, 7,000 people are expected to lose their jobs out of more than 200,000 employees who work there. The layoffs are slated to be completed before summer. Disney is trying to save several billion dollars.
You may one day be able to take a train from Southern Pines to get to a job in Raleigh as part of a daily commute. The State Department of Transportation is presenting a plan to extend commuter rail service between the two cities today. The proposal focuses on the S line, which stretches from Virginia down to Tampa, Florida. The DOT says commuter rail service could reduce traffic. Today's presentation to Southern Pines Town Council is at 3 p.m.
Work begins today on a new health care resource for local veterans. The Durham VA is breaking ground on its new outpatient clinic. The new clinic will be built in Garner, right along Benson Road. Today's groundbreaking is at 10 a.m., and we're working to learn how long until the new clinic opens.
Parents, you can sign up for more of Raleigh's summer camp starting at 6:30 this morning. The city is doing something new this year. using staggered registration. Camps have a designated day through tomorrow for registration, first come, first served. Today, camps at Green Road Community Center, Greystone, and Kiwanis Park are available for sign-up. You can learn more about the camps offered and when to register on RaleighNC.gov/summercamps.
Talking summer, but it's a cool spring day to get our week going here with our Tuesday. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center as we continue here. It's a little chillier than yesterday, but not as much rain here this morning.
Yeah, nice and dry out there. We're taking a look at what happened yesterday. We had this front slide through during the evening, and now we're on the cooler side of the front. So it's warmer here. It's cooler on this side of the front. This front's going to linger to our south for the next couple of days, and we're going to see a wave of low pressure riding along it. That's going to help to bring us some rain overnight tonight, but it should be out of here fairly early tomorrow morning. Let's take a look at that on Futurecast. You can see some high thin cloud cover that's across our area this morning, and that'll be with us on through the afternoon. The clouds will begin to build a bit more after lunchtime. Around 3 or 4 o'clock, there could be an isolated shower to the north, but it'll be much later in the day that we end up seeing the rain. Likely around 7 to 8 o'clock, we start to see that rain pushing in from the west. At 10 o'clock, it's spread across most of the viewing area, and it's going to be with us for a good bit of the night, and everybody sees it. We're going to see that widespread rain. Not likely to see thunderstorms with this. By 4 a.m., it is pulling out of the area, but we're going to wake up to some fairly wet conditions in the morning. Even though the rain will be over for the morning commute tomorrow, it's still going to be a bit wet out. And then we'll see some gradual clearing getting through the afternoon. Right now, our temperatures are in the 50s. It's 55 degrees in the Triangle, and we'll hold it in the 50s until close to lunchtime. We check out our temperatures right now, 54 in Southern Pines, 55 Goldsboro, and a cooler 45 up in Roxboro. We have a late week warm up in our forecast. So 67 is our actual normal for today, and that's what we'll end up seeing. It will be a little bit cooler for Wednesday at 61, but it'll be dry during the day, and we'll see some breaks in the clouds. And then on Thursday, we jump to 70, and then 78 Friday, 81 on Saturday. We're still tracking a front that arrives late Friday into Saturday. We're going to talk more about the timeline for the rain Friday and Saturday coming up. But watch the temperatures first. So temperatures were warm, now starting to cool down a little bit. You can see the blue color contours moving in for temperatures at or a little below normal, especially for tomorrow. And then we warm right back up over the weekend, and we see some cooler air as we get into the beginning of next week. The Durham Bulls home opener is Friday. They threw out the first pitch at 6:35. I think that probably at 6:35 we're dry, but it may be that we start to see some rain toward the end of the game. Again, we're going to walk through that timeline for you coming up in just a little bit. Also over the weekend, the big Dreamville Festival, of course, in Dix Park. Huge, huge event. 81 on Saturday, then 67 Sunday. So big difference in the temperature. It looks like we will see some rain during the day Saturday. Again, we'll walk through that timeline coming up.
Elizabeth, thank you. There is an unusual pair, but Wake County's Animal Services insists they should not be apart. Mm. Just ahead, meet the dog and the goat who just can't leave each other's side.
Plus, they're from different political parties, but a debate over pistols is bringing them eye to eye. Why Republican Pat McCrory is supporting his successor, Governor Roy Cooper, on the issue. For the first time, the Dreamville Festival has sold out in advance. That means in just a few days, roughly 50,000 fans will flood Dix Park, hoping to see headliners like Usher, Drake, and of course, North Carolina native J. Cole. The Tourism Bureau says it's expecting the festival to bring in roughly $7.8 million in economic impact for the area this year. In anticipation of the large crowds, RPD says it is beefing up security and increasing law enforcement presence. On top of that, organizers say they've expanded the box office and the capabilities of the entrances.
To see it year over year, and then over the hurdles that we've dealt with COVID and hurricanes and everything, and still see this festival come back stronger and stronger every year is pretty awesome to see.
Organizers say there will be more Uber and Lyft drop-off and pickup locations, and they've nearly doubled the number of shuttle buses from the downtown parking locations. Officials also highly encourage festival goers to text Dreamville to 888-777 to receive any festival emergency alerts.
You'll see hundreds of nurses and nursing students today at the General Assembly Building in Raleigh, where you're looking live right now. They'll spend the day talking with state lawmakers about improving conditions and pay for those working in the field. This is part of a biannual event from the state's Nurses Association, which has been on hold since the pandemic. Nurses at Johnston Community College will get a special gift today to encourage them to stay on track and finish their nursing degrees. The Gale Healthcare Foundation is announcing $30,000 in scholarships. The donation comes as concerns grow about a nursing shortage. Recent surveys show a third of nurses across our state are burned out from the pandemic.
The Wake County Animal Center is making it their mission to keep an unlikely duo together. Meet Cinnamon the goat and Felix the dog. They play, eat, and even sleep together. They came to the shelter this month because their owner can no longer care for them. Staff is now searching for a rescue partner to keep the bonded pair together. They're not available for public adoptions right now, but if they can't find a rescue partner by Friday, they will revisit adoption options. Hopefully they can stay together, Jeff.
Yeah, they just have a few days this week because at the end of the week, then they're going to, like you said, revisit those. But it takes a specialty care person to kind of take care of this duo. They are cute together, right? And
yeah.
I love the fact that they don't want to separate them.
We know dogs are social, but apparently goats are very social as well. So cute.
They'll have a nice chat about it. A years-long effort to get local sheriffs involved in immigration cases could take a big step forward today. Why this time, supporters think it has enough support to pass.
Plus, breaking developments in that school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. Why investigators now think the school was not the only target.
And how schools here at home are addressing security concerns. We asked the Wake County Superintendent whether metal detectors are on the table.